Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with blog post number 34, and it's January 4th, 2011. What drives you, intention or inspiration? Everyone knows that success in life is a function of your intention, right? Well, I just read an excellent blog post by Joe Vitale that challenges this point of view. Joe's perspective makes a lot of sense to me. And because New Year's resolutions are usually all about our intentions, I thought I would use my first blog post of the new year to take a fresh look at this topic. See, Joe questions the value of intention. Joe makes this point, quote, "Today I realized that most intentions are limitations. Intentions come from your ego and can actually limit what's possible for you to receive," close quote. He goes on to explain, now this is a long quote from Joe. Stage one, in the first stage, you are a victim. We're all born into it, and most of us stay there. With coaching or the right books or the right movies, you one day break free. Stage two, in the next stage, you realize you have more power than you ever thought before. In this stage, intentions are fun and exciting and useful. You aim your life where you want it to go. It's exhilarating to manifest things like new cars or a new house or anything else you can imagine. But there's a stage after that, stage three. In the third stage, you realize you have choice, but you don't have control. You realize you don't have all power. This is where you surrender. This is where you can receive inspiration from something greater than your ego awareness. I was filmed for two more movies last week. One of them is all about letting go to inspiration. For me, I want inspiration. When that comes, that becomes my new intention. But the intention comes from inspiration, not from limitation. The intention comes from the divine, not my pipsqueak ego. In short, when I receive an inspiration to do something, it becomes my intention. So I still believe in intentions, but not those of the ego, but those of the divine. Close quote. A distinction between intention and inspiration. Joe made an important distinction between inspiration, which comes from who we really are, the creator, and intention, which comes from who we think we are, the ego, the creation. Because our creation is pretty much run by our already existing beliefs and conditionings, our intentions are not really freely chosen. Our intentions are determined by our past, or to be more precise, the meaning we gave past experiences. In other words, our intentions are limited by our beliefs. We can intend to achieve more than our beliefs will allow. Inspirations, on the other hand, are created out of nothing. Inspirations don't depend on anything, and they're not limited by our beliefs. If you were asked, what is the source of any goal you might have, and you explain why you have the goal, you probably have an intention that's a function of your beliefs. If your answer is, just because, why not? Or just because I said so, you probably have an inspiration that was created independent of your beliefs. As soon as I realized the power of the Lefko method about 25 years ago to make a profound difference in the world, I said to myself, I intend to spend the rest of my life using the Lefko method to make a difference in as many lives as possible. A worthwhile intention, isn't it? But when I first created this intention about 25 years ago, it mattered to me. I used it to define who I was. It became my identity. I had to do it. It was a better way to spend my time than how most other people spent their time. The world needed what I had to offer. My intention then became an inspiration. And then about 10 years ago, there was a shift from I need to do it to I choose to do it. And I would be okay if I didn't do it. The world didn't need me. It would be okay without me. My intention had shifted to inspiration and it no longer defined who I was. My ego was no longer involved. I've actually been thinking about what to do with my life. I'm now 73 years old. During the past 2 weeks while I was on vacation in Hawaii with Shelley and my two daughters. On the one hand, I felt I could stay on vacation for the rest of my life. Either my associates or I have worked one-on-one with well over 13,000 clients, and over 70,000 people have used an online or a DVD program to eliminate at least one belief. Most of these people experienced a freedom that they had never experienced before. One of my daughters pointed out that very few people in history had helped so many people. I felt it was okay to stop. On the other hand, I felt excited about getting back to work. I was looking forward to implementing the many ideas I have for 2011, including a way to reach a few hundred thousand more people in 2011, leading a new occurring course, and creating several new products. After weighing each possibility, I chose to go back to work. I don't need to help people for ego reasons. I'm okay whether I continue to make the LEFCO method available in the world or not. However, for me, this is still the best game in town, and I'm interested in playing for at least one more year. Look at your own intentions. Take a look at your intentions for 2011 and see if they're freely chosen or not. Are they something you're choosing to do or something you need to do to be okay? If you discover that the source of your intention is your beliefs, get rid of any negative self-esteem beliefs so that you realize you're okay just the way you are and that you don't need to do anything to be okay. Make sure you get rid of any survival strategy beliefs so that your sense of okayness is not dependent on anything outside yourself. Do the Who Am I Really process and experience that you're the creator of your life, not a creation. Allow yourself to ruminate about the question, what do I want to do with my life just because I want to do it, not because of what it means about me or because of what others will think? When you discover what you choose to do, not what you need to do, what you would do even if no one else ever knew that you did it, you're probably in touch with divine inspiration rather than ego-driven intention. At that point, the universe likely will support you in manifesting your inspiration in the world. Please share on my blog, MortyLefko.com, your thoughts and any questions you might have on living out of inspiration versus intention. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great day, have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week with podcast number 35. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.